Queuing up your questions with the Middays AMA.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The AMA to wrap things up every single day. Thanks for being with us again on a happy hour Friday. Hopefully everybody's got a fun weekend ahead as well. AMA brought to you by Right From The Heart and rightfromtheheart.org. We'll start with Mason in Barnesville. Hey, Mason.
What's up, fellas?
Hi, Mason.
Three things real quick. First, Randy.
Yes.
When your boy was pranking you, telling your wife to shut up, I thought you was going to throw that refrigerator through the wall.
It's about to be a problem. It's about to be a problem.
Second, for Randy as well, what's the qualifications to be an OG?
Oh, man, that's great question.
Good question.
And then third, for both of y'all, I got a two-year-old daughter, so I know the time's coming in a couple years where we have a discussion and she's right. Do I stick with the wife when she says she's wrong, even though I know she's right?
Right.
Or how's that supposed to work?
All right. Second thing, I don't know. I kind of know like the old school ways of when how the OG thing originated and everything. You know, because the first time I heard about it was from, you know, out there West Coast, gangs and all that stuff. So stature and everything like that. So that's how I view it. I think too many people are getting the OG card.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is also funny because that's where it comes from. And now it's just a common phrase used by everyone all the time.
Yes. And I don't, that's what I think. I'm going to tell you like this. Don't ever take your child's side over mama, no matter what. Don't ever. All right. Even if you might have maybe if you agree with the child or not, you don't take a child's side over your wife. I'm just telling you because it's problems.
Yeah.
Okay. Because eventually that child going to leave. And hopefully that woman's still there.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, you don't ever.
There's probably like some different, like, I don't know, if it's your ex-wife maybe, but whatever.
No. Divorced, baby mama.
Different rules.
No.
No?
You don't ever go against the mama and the child.
Okay.
Unless it's something egregious.
Sure.
But mamas and daughters, and boy, you going to have you a time.
Oh, it's already
you
started.
You are going to have you a time with them two women, them two ladies.
I mean, it's going to be
crazy. Yes. You are going to have a time with your lady.
She looks like me.
Yes.
She doesn't act like me.
Would you rather?
She acts like her.
Would you rather?
Which is great. My wife's wonderful.
Yes.
She's very strong-willed.
But I'm just telling you like this. Who would you rather have mad at you, Ashley or that baby?
Yeah, obviously. Obviously.
Okay, then.
Be mad.
Yeah, you're four.
Be mad, you're four.
Yeah, you get over it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, don't ever go against your wife, unless it's something egregious with them kids.
Yeah, it's unified front.
It's
you gotta be a unified front.
You gotta be.
Yeah. No, but you're right. They're gonna argue.
Oh, yeah.
And they're gonna, oh, man.
Dad! Andy! Oh, yeah.
Because Jack, who knows? He's young. Who knows? But he seems like he's going to be a bit more like me, a bit more laid back, kind of stay out of it. We're just going to be sitting there. We're going to be looking at each other like, here we go again.
They're at it again.
Here it is again. Yeah. All right, Zach's in Gwinnett. Hey, Zach.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hi, Zach.
So, look, I really appreciate how confident y'all are in Tennessee this weekend. That's great.
I knew your ass was going to call up there and say that.
Ia Maliava.
No, y'all were the voice of reason, man. I'm out here like Bodie Miller. Not getting over my skis.
Well done.
At the end of the day, it's still a road game in the SEC at night. It's no joke. And they got that goofy little wagon that they do, you know? So I always thought that was kind of goofy, but what are your favorite, not necessarily the best, but your favorite college football entrances?
Oh, Virginia Tech is number one.
Yeah, Virginia Tech's really good.
I mean, Virginia Tech is awesome. I saw a clip the other day when Clemson came in for a night game and how they pull up to the stadium right in front of that damn hill.
I love when they run down the hill.
That is so dope.
That's very
cool. That is so dope right there. I love that one.
I watch it every time, but for the wrong reasons.
What?
You want Dabo to fall?
Someone. Anyone. It's steep, man.
And I can understand
that. You've been
there? It would be pretty funny. It's so steep.
I can understand that.
It'd be pretty funny if you did.
And I'm just going by like my personal experience. When that damn eagle flew into Dingagong Jordan Hare.
Sure.
I was like, woo! Because it was at night, too, and we played down at Auburn. That damn eagle flew in. Man, I ain't never felt chills like that.
Is it the intro, or is it just mid-game when they do Sandstorm at South Carolina?
They do it when they run out, and then they do it fourth quarter, I think.
I don't know about that. Crazy. It's very annoying, but I like that a lot, too.
Yeah.
I know that's one thing we don't – I'm trying to think. Like, there's not a ton of good entrance stuff. like that for West Coast Pac-12 teams. They don't really have any.
Because they didn't play that. This wasn't when we played there. This wasn't the thing.
Okay.
That damn rooster, was.
What do they call him? Sir Spur?
Yeah. But it's so fun. Listen.
What was his name going to be? You can say it.
No.
You can't? Pat McAfee said 100 times.
He
on
did,
TV
but day. You can't say it.
I don't remember what it was. Refresh my memory. Say it in my ear. All right. Mike's in Atlanta. Hey, Mike.
Hey, man, I got some little young cats that work for me at the job, and when they don't listen, I call them grasshoppers because you said every species got a bump. So right. He asked his wife, man, I say you make all that damn noise, I stop a feeding you, hop away. I ain't got time for it, but anyhow, man, you got.
He was fired up to say that.
Fired up to say that.
To say all that. That's great.
Yeah, man. I can't tell. I'm 51. I can't take it, man. You got $45,000 to spend in one store for 45 minutes. What are you spending in that?
$45,000 to spend in one store.
$45,000 to spend in
one store, you got 45 minutes.
45 minutes, $45,000. Wow.
That's one purchase.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, what can you get 45 grand in 45? I think you can play still 45 grand.
I get a 1974 Ford Bronco. Oh,
there it is.
One spot, one stop
shop.
Yeah,
there you go. Is that 40? That ain't no 45,000.
You can get them for that.
Really?
Some of them are more.
For the Bronco, yeah. The one that you want.
Some of
the OJ Bronco.
I'm not going to. No, the OJ Bronco, way cheaper.
Okay.
That's like 96.
Which one are you talking about?
I'm talking like first edition, late 60s, mid 70s.
If I had $45,000 to blow in one store.
Magic City.
That's what I'm saying. There's nothing that I want. So, yeah, I would go to the Shake. I would invite everybody. And I'm talking about the whole
office. You would go to, like, the boat store or something?
No. What the hell I need from a boat? I don't have one.
Yeah, you could go to Bass Pro Shops and get a boat.
What the hell
just
I want?
Go to Costco and see what's there. They
what
have everything.
I would take all the shows and
the
producers at the station and go take everybody to Magic City.
Who would be most uncomfortable with a stack of ones at Magic City?
Mike Conti.
That's true.
Yes. Mike Conti.
That's the correct answer.
Yeah. But I'll tell you somebody who will be underratedly acting a damn fool in Magic City, John Fricky. I bet Fricky would be in damn with some ones. If I gave Fricky a stack of ones, I bet he'd be going nuts on Magic. I bet Fricky in them Air Fricks would be acting a fool.
Oh, it's a visual that I needed on Happy Hour Friday. Steve isn't coming. Hey, Steve.
Hey, guys. Unfortunately, I have a serious question.
Oh, man.
Come on, Steve.
And Randy, I looked this up.
Okay.
So, as the 35th leading in terms of receptions, tight end in pro football history.
Really?
And I think I'm right.
Okay,
that's pretty good.
What do you think of Brock Bowers' start in the NFL? Because I haven't heard y'all really mention it, and I think he's off to an incredible start.
Yeah, thank you, Steve.
Steve, we talked about it this week. I love it.
Yeah, well,
we were all over it
Monday because he was so vital in that.
Yeah,
and then we did read what Gronk had said about him.
Yeah, I'm excited, man. Everybody knows how I feel about Brock Bowers. I love the guy. I think as long as Brock is healthy. Brock's going to be Brock.
Yep.
Yeah. The biggest thing going to be going forward for Brock Bowers is Brock being healthy.
Yeah.
Because if Brock's healthy, I wouldn't be surprised if he stays healthy for 17 games a year, he's not a 1,000-yard receiver.
Wouldn't be surprised. Uh-uh. Wouldn't be surprised if he's a Pro Bowler. Yep. Wouldn't be surprised. I mean, who knows? Rookie of the year, possibly offensively.
Brock's a dude.
But that's the thing for tight ends is, and obviously you know this as well as anybody does, like you talk about these great tight ends in history, they all get banged up over time. Mm-hmm. Think of what Gronk's numbers could have looked like if Gronk would have actually been able to play full seasons late
Gronk
in his career.
If Gronk didn't have the knee and the elbow and everything, Gronk's numbers would not be touched.
Yeah.
Because that's how good he was.
Yeah, but no, I mean, he's off to a great start. Yeah. Everyone's happy for him. James is in College Park. Hey, James.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, James.
Real quick, I got two questions. The first one, we know how the Braves tend to play good against good teams and bad against bad teams.
Yes.
So do you think they go for the sweep in Miami? And the second question is, I'm a first-time dad. I got a 3-week-old, and I want to say, did you guys, when you had your babies, Did your wife expect you to stay up from 12 a.m. to 6 p.m.? I mean, yeah, 12 to 6 and still go to work? Like, come on, man.
Hey,
thank y'all.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, James.
James, congratulations.
Yeah, congrats.
Congratulations. Expectations, because the thing with expectations is, like, my kids were not breastfeeding kids. And so since they were not that, I could do – they.
Yeah, you can do the same thing.
You can do the same thing she can do. And so, but I had no issue with that. I have no issues because, you know me, give me three good and I can get you to 24.
Yeah, all you need is 3 hours.
Yeah, you give me three good, I can get you to 24.
I definitely limped through a few shows when Lily was first born.
And it was obvious.
Yeah. Oh,
but the thing about it was, it's like when she was born, we weren't together.
We were home.
But you could tell.
Yeah.
You could hear it.
Yeah.
It's okay. Terrible. Yeah.
It'll get better. Like, they'll sleep. I know different kids are different, but like...
It sucks right now.
Yeah. You'll get into a rhythm at some point. What do you say? A couple weeks?
Yeah, it's 3 weeks old.
Yeah, usually around a month and a half. Yeah. They'll get into a rhythm.
You got it, though.
But then as soon as you get into a rhythm...
The mother comes and messes it up.
Not what I was going to say. As soon as they get into a good sleeping rhythm for a couple weeks, something will change, and then they'll wake up. And then they'll get back into another good rhythm, and then they'll wake up. We're in it right now with Jack where it's just like, cry.
Dude.
Crap.
Bash sits up and talks to himself all night. Up in the bed.
I'll take that.
He gets mad if you walk out and don't say goodnight to him. Now he's in that stage. He'll cry and open the door. What's wrong? Bye. Oh, my bad.
All right. Bye-bye.
And then he'll just sit there and play. And you can tell when he plays all night because if I go get him, because usually I wake him up by 9:15.
Yeah.
His ass still asleep.
Yep.
Yeah. Other than that,
no. But it'll get better. All right, let's get the takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Takeaways of the day, every day to wrap up the show.
Mr. Bunker sold me out because he cut his hair. Jack's probably going to come with a mohawk. And Bo gave into the peer pressure.
Sure did. So did my dad. Randy referred to Robert Saleh as bald-headed and booty-faced.
Yes.
You got to go down to the 40-40 club and get Hennessy.
Yeah, man. Abe?
I'm just looking forward to the orgy in Ann Arbor tomorrow.
Yeah.
When you said that, I didn't know the hell you were talking about either.